When President Bush and Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair met at Camp David last month, a reporter asked what the two leaders have in common. President Bush answered.
Well, we both use Colgate toothpaste.
They're gonna wonder how you know that, George.
Then again, maybe President Bush meant something more cryptic, or so the British press seemed to think. T.R. Reid is London bureau chief of the Washington Post. Hello.
Good morning, Bob.
How did he know that? Is that something the CIA told him? Did he drop by the prime minister's cabin in the middle of his ablutions?
Or he was just looking for a good sound bite, maybe, Bob? Here's the problem. The problem for the British is they care much more about their relationship with America than we do. You know, when Tony Blair was born, Britain was still running the biggest empire in history. In one lifetime, it's all gone, and they're looking for a role. They're a rich, prosperous country, and so Blair has defined their role as the bridge nation between unified Europe and America. And if you're going to be the bridge, you better get along with America. So the British have been going crazy trying to figure out what Bush meant by this.
Do the British feel that the prime minister should have been using a domestic brand of toothpaste?
They don't know what to think. The columnist in the Times writes, "The mind boggles. What could he mean?" And then there's a columnist in The Guardian who said, oh, come on, this is obvious. It's a sign of friendship in Texas for blokes to use the same toothpaste.
Shared from the same tube, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's really friendship.
Yeah, right.
I was on the BBC version of Meet the Press, you know, and Eddie Mayer, the host, says to me, Mr. Reid, could it have been an attempt at humor?
And maybe how would you know?
I don't know. There's a column in the Times today, the Times of London today, that says Bush was actually reading from the wrong set of notes at Camp David, and Cheney told him off for it after the meeting. I love that one.
Or maybe it's code.
Yeah, he must have meant something. Anyway, it's an ill wind that blows no good, so somebody is really cashing in on this.
And who is that?
That, of course, would be the brilliant people over at Colgate-Palmolive of UK. Because, I don't know if any American heard this line, but everybody in Britain saw Bush say that. We both use Colgate toothpaste about 500 times on TV. So Colgate is now running these big ads in the British newspapers. They don't quote Bush because everybody knows the line. They just show the two of them, and the headline says, Bush, Blair agree on defense policy. Colgate. Anyway, there's another big mystery about this meeting that the British are going crazy about.
And that is?
Well, when George Bush came out at that Camp David meeting, he was wearing this leather bomber jacket that said Camp David on it, you know? And Blair was also given a jacket, but it was a cheap blue nylon jacket, and the British are very upset. Maybe only the really important countries get the leather jacket kind of thing.
Now Putin gets one.
Yeah, he'll get one for sure. And the Chinese, they're probably made in China.
Well, stay on top of world relations.
Yeah, I'll stay on top of toothpaste talks.
T.R. Reid is London bureau chief for The Washington Post.